Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, September 7th. Hi, Tori.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
When is September 11th? Is that going to be on the weekend? It's in 4 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that would be on the weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's start the way that started well.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, we're going to have to talk about
absolutely.
It. It's
you're
actually
right.
15 years, right?
You're right. Yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it the day before or something.
But did you know that this year's freshmen are the first class to learn about 9/11 as an historical event because they were not alive.
Really?
For 9/11.
Wow.
That's mind-blowing.
Right? Wow.
So it's for the first time they weren't alive.
Yeah, a new generation. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that changed everything in this country, mm-hmm. you know, and I kind of knew it would, you know, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. as it was happening, I thought things will never be the same again.
And especially someone from Israel who's seen, I mean, or knows violence, it was kind of new to us
right.
in that way. So you had
to
known.
To be attacked at home.
Yes, you know that feeling. So it's like, uh-oh, you know what's about to go down.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I felt that, an attack like this was unprecedented,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So, and that was a lot of people that died, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a few hundred, but a few thousand, and that was it's a scar. I think they'll never go away.
No.
But I think we need to use that as a lesson, and people sometimes forget.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a lot of things happening today. We're going to have a guest calling in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about motivation and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
girl.
We all could use some every once in a
definitely.
While. The guest yesterday... Well, probably, I mean, ugh. I've been doing the show for 8 years, ugh. Probably, you know, the top three of
yes.
most fascinating guests.
And I had people over last night and someone had listened to the show and they were like, is he a babe? Because he sounded like a babe.
Right.
And guess what? Total babe.
Right?
Hot
yeah.
as. Ooh.
He's handsome. He was driving a Tesla and he showed it to me after we left here.
Of course
here.
He was.
So, yeah, and he's into cars too, you know, surprise, surprise. He's into a lot of things. And that's why I connected with him because I'm like that too, you
mm-hmm.
know. But he's definitely accomplished a lot in his life. And he's a photographer now, but an extreme photographer, aerial photography and things like that that are pretty dangerous.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting, a lot of people have a lot of interest everywhere, but he acted on all of them.
Yes.
That was the crazy thing.
Right.
I've never seen anyone just like go out and do whatever they really want to do. Like,
yeah, exactly. And he goes after it. Ugh. And then he found a wife that was willing to go with him.
Ugh, fantastic.
You know, yeah. And that's the thing. So you could say someone's lucky. Okay, well, luck has something to do with it, but you got to make your own luck.
Absolutely.
Think, you know?
What does Oprah say? Luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
Right.
I
yeah.
love Oprah.
Yeah. Not preparation H, but preparation.
Correct. Or yes. maybe a little of both.
No, I do remember her saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't really believe
quote.
In luck. She's like, yeah, you can be lucky, but you got to be prepared when that luck
yeah.
happens. Yeah.
You got to show up. You know, a lot of people don't understand. They don't even show up.
No. Especially nowadays when you can kind of text in.
Uh-huh.
Man, it's like showing up is like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, right?
People love canceling plans. I love canceling plans. It's the best.
Really?
Oh,
it's what's
like
good
because
about
you
it?
Get to just not have to do it. It's really sad.
Oh, okay.
If you're good, 30
but,
and
so
35 and under, tell
not good
me.
Plans.
No, yeah, like it's even with a friend, you're just like, yeah, I get to do nothing.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Very interesting.
And, you know, tweet me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this generation and mine have that same feeling of like they like to back out and not show up.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like weird.
Well, thanks for telling me.
Anytime.
At least I'll understand.
Totally.
The younger people, why they're not showing up.
It's called ghosting.
Yes. But, well, yeah, ghosting is mostly in relationships,
yeah, that's
though,
dating. That's true.
Right? And, yeah. But, I've done my own share of ghosting mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just have to disappear from someone else. Because they're totally
crazy.
Out there,
yeah.
you know?
You just disappear into an orb. and yeah, kind of float away.
Exactly. Continue with the next one. You know, I mean, what can you do?
I hear you.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, what can I say? So tell me something. Are we getting a football team here? Are the Rams actually moving here?
I mean, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're already practicing.
LA, really. Man. I don't know. Yeah, are we good fans?
The Rams used to be here.
Yeah.
And we loved them here. And then the Oakland Raiders moved here. And they were a great team while they were here. A lot of people couldn't connect with them, but I loved that team.
That's awesome.
That was an awesome
team. They had a really badass, what is it, the logo?
Nice logo. Still is, a pirate logo or something.
My mascot for high school was the grasshopper.
Oh, really? Not quite the same, huh?
We were a peaceful people.
Yeah.
We were very gentle.
You were no raiders, that's for sure.
Give me a break, grasshopper.
But we could use a football team here. Yeah. I mean, we're the second largest city in the United States. We have no football team.
Come on.
Some cities have more than one.
Oh, yeah. I grew up Redskins fans, man.
Yeah.
Washington.
Ooh. Right.
Hell yeah.
I know. I remember the Redskins. I used to hate them because they were. I used to love Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
and they were the biggest
rival.
Enemy, the biggest rival. And with the Raiders, it was the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. You know, and I liked that team. Mm-hmm. So it was, but I loved to hate them at the time. You know, because they were beating the Raiders all the time.
There you go.
So yeah, I miss football, but I haven't connected to it without a team to root for.
I think LA definitely deserves. What's a good mascot for LA to have? Would they keep the Rams?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would rather be like the LA Agents.
Yeah, right.
And they all come out in suits. They're all assholes.
I know, right? Oh God,
that's so funny.
I know nobody plays football in LA. Everybody's an actor.
Yeah, the LA improvisers. So stupid.
So you do shows around town sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Comedy and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where can we see you if we want to see you?
September 12th, I am at Mickey's in WeHo, which is exciting. September 21st, I'm at the Comedy Store.
Oh, nice.
Yes, for Pretty Funny Women, which is a really good show.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They have it all the time.
Oh, yeah,
right?
yeah. So I'll see. Cool. I'll be posting all that stuff so you can come see.
Awesome,
exciting.
Yeah, please bring it up on the show, too, because I want to see it, but I don't remember anything.
I know.
So you'll have to remind me.
It's totally okay.
When it comes, so the 12th, right?
Yeah.
That's West Hollywood?
Yeah, and it's what's really exciting is it's a drag queen bar, and it's a really awesomely, openly gay bar. Mm. And then when I do stand-up, it's on a runway. And it has, because they have RuPaul's, people there, and they do drag race runway shows.
Oh.
And it's amongst, silver foil. It's, a crazy-ass stage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey!
Yeah, wow.
So it's a fun little bar. I mean, it's really, it's fun eye candy.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like an interesting place. I think I'll wait for the Comedy Store.
The 21st is also very cool.
Well, come see Pretty Funny Woman would be a lot better than
seeing...
There
you go, lots of chicks. That's
the drag and stuff, you know. I don't know about that. Not for me. Yeah. So, I was telling you, I sat in the Tesla yesterday. By the way, we were talking about Andre Dumin, who was the guest here yesterday. And you guys should definitely catch the show. That was the September 6th show.
Yeah, we all have a crush on that guy.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Definitely. So I'm even going to try and befriend him.
Me too.
See if we can spend some time.
Me too.
Right?
I really think I could be friends with him.
Yeah, because someone that's smart and stuff, it's easy to relate to.
And it inspires you and challenges you, man. I think he's too busy saving the world.
Yeah.
I hope not.
And he's positive too, which is very important. But yeah, so I figured... So I told him, how do you like the Tesla? And he says, I love it, you know. And I said, well, I guess naturally, if you love cars, he told me he's really into cars, then you'd probably get the best you can afford, you know.
Of course.
And there you go. So, but it doesn't have that auto driver.
Did
you
know
that?
It does? Oh, my God.
It does. So you can turn it on. He says it works great.
Oh, my God.
Right?
This man's so cool.
Right? So, yeah, he likes gadgets. I love gadgets,
too. Of course.
But he's managed to accomplish a lot in a very short life.
Yeah.
I mean,
we are the same age. I'm the same age as him.
Really?
Yes. That's
Are
what
you
makes,
serious?
I swear to God, it makes me feel very sad. Very, very
well,
sad.
Well, but let me tell you, I can tell you from experience, people start at different points in their
True.
Lives, you know?
True.
Everybody's on a different journey.
True.
And some people have to learn certain lessons before they get to success or whatever,
that
you know?
That guy's just like, his past life, he must have been Mother Teresa.
Exactly,
just like,
yeah.
Boom, 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 professional tennis player.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, enough about
That's
that
a
guy.
Funny thing, yeah, but we... But you never know what goes on in a person's life,
True.
You know. Not that
Up
I wish
death.
Anything on him, but I'm sure he's got his own issues
True.
To deal with, too. But at any rate, a great show yesterday, so
yeah.
you guys should check it out. So apparently, both candidates are like neck to neck now as far as polls
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how good those polls are.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
And
I don't
people
think so.
Usually, yeah, because sometimes you get surprise landslides.
Totally.
And it's like, how could that happen?
Yeah, I don't know
the
about
polls
these
were
polls.
Different, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't, I don't really trust that. I mean, I still go with Nate Silver, the algorithm dude. He still says it's going to be landslide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many has he predicted correctly?
Well, he isn't. I mean, he just started with political stuff, but he basically, he did, sorry, like the investment banking world and like knew where to put stocks and things like that.
Like I mean, probability.
Like,
and
yeah, yeah. So,
like
you know,
that.
And you know, yeah, exactly. And you know that guy from, what was it? The Money Show with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill, where he did algorithms for baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's like people using math to
yeah.
And on Jeopardy, a guy did that. Do you remember the guy that kept clicking really, really fast like a while ago and he kept winning?
Oh, I don't
His
remember.
His algorithm was the quicker you go and then he would jump around the board.
Oh.
So he, you know how some people go in orders of
right,
categories?
Right,
he would be scattered and people got so upset.
Yeah,
and he
right.
was like, but like this is the best way to get a daily double.
Oh,
so he
yeah.
was using like he was a crazy man.
What?
I mean, this is nerd crazy.
But he was winning,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he looked kind of schlubby, and they said he didn't know that they do three shows in one day. So it looks
right.
like they... So you're supposed to bring a change of clothes,
right.
but he didn't, like, know, so he looks all schlubby. Very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much some people know, you know.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just amazing to me. I thought I knew a lot, but sometimes I feel like I know nothing.
Oh, yeah. I often feel like I know nothing.
Yeah. I know. So I signed up to that Perfect Courses thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I'm not doing any tests or anything. It's just videos and classes. Like, you have an expert standing in front of you, and they're talking to you.
Is it on a video?
Yeah, it yeah. is a video.
Yeah.
And sometimes they have background video and photos and things like that, charts, all that kind of stuff. But it's very interesting. Like, I was actually, you know, I never was, like, interested in aging. It's sort of, like, sucks. You don't want to even think about it.
Right.
But now that I've got aging parents, I kind of, like, I can relate to it. So I was actually learning about Parkinson and all these
oh,
things.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was very, very interesting, you know, dementia, things that I'm seeing start to happen in my parents.
Yeah.
But it really enriches you in some things because, and then he got too technical. I said, the hell with this
yeah.
one. I don't care about the neurons and all the neurons.
Transmitter.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, just tell me how it affects me.
Yeah.
You know?
And how you can prevent it and all that.
Yeah.
There was a surgery with a man in Parkinson's, and I think it was Britain, and he did something. They did a brain surgery and he woke up and stopped shaking.
Really?
And they had lunch together and there was a big photo op of them eating and he was just opening his fork and knife and there was no shaking.
Wow.
So it was a brand new breakthrough. So we're all hoping and hearing, waiting on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's different ways that Parkinson manifests itself.
Mm-hmm.
So some people shake a lot. My dad, thankfully, does not. Only tremors in his arms and stuff, but he's very, like, stiff and rigid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's wow. like he can barely walk anymore,
wow.
you know.
Do you do massages?
He sometimes goes for some, yeah.
yeah
and it helps a little bit.
Yeah.
But I just got them this thing, like a little pedal thing
yeah.
where they can pedal, both he and my mom, so.
That's all good.
You know, yeah. Oh,
that's really good. They have that for kids nowadays in elementary school. If they have, like, you know how Andre was saying, like, his mind was all over the place?
Right.
They have pedals for those kites, for those particular kids so that they can move
yeah.
while they're studying. Underneath the desks, and it keeps them
place.
Moving. Yeah,
yeah,
which is, I think, a really smart idea.
That's true. It
yeah.
is. It is. Huh. A lot of stuff going on. Apple is revealing a lot of stuff
yes.
today. New iPhone.
Bom, bom, bom.
Yeah, probably new Apple Watch. Wait, I just bought one a few months ago,
yeah,
so what am I going to do now, right?
They always do this.
I know. But I don't use half of the features it has, which many of them are very cool.
Yeah.
But for me, it just it saves me from pulling out the phone. I can, while I'm driving, I can see a text come in. I can at least know somebody sent me something.
Yeah, and to be honest, if it's I see like someone that. Wearing one, you're still like a total baller.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I don't even notice that. But yeah, I mean, I like nice watches.
Yeah, of course.
And
you like gadgets?
I do. I love gadgets, yeah. So I started looking for a watch, and then I saw there's some smart watches, but they all worked with Android. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, why don't I get an Apple watch then? Mm-hmm. And they lower the price. You can get it for $299 today, and they'll probably raise it for even less. I mean, lower it.
Absolutely.
If the new one comes out. But did you hear the controversy about the iPhone?
Yeah.
And the
goddamn headphone jack.
Yeah, the jack. The headphone jack. They want to do away with that. And have people start using wireless.
Right. Which means you have to go buy wireless headphones then.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's called a scam. I don't know. I think that's right? So stupid.
Yeah.
I bought some really nice-ass headphones.
Yeah,
you
right?
You know what I mean? I have some great headphones.
Yeah. Well, then don't get a new iPhone for a while until you get some use out of them.
Yeah.
But the thing is that... Yeah, and the shit is with headphones, you can't take them back. Headphones back.
I've been wearing these for 5 years and sweating from jogging and stuff. Yeah.
So you couldn't take it back anyway. But I meant for people that just bought them, you know. But Apple has done this before. I mean, they started with there was no floppy drive, I remember, on the Mac.
That was crazy.
Right? Yes. They took out the, and that was like a big deal.
Always.
People said, wow, how are we going to move data over from one place to the other?
You know? Like they kind of are the pioneers of doing something, making us all a little uncomfortable, and then we all conform.
Right,
they
exactly.
take a step forward. They remember the shuffle. The iPod shuffle, there was no screen.
Right.
And I was like, what? And then I'm like, this is awesome. So cool. I mean, that's true.
They've
I wonder if Steve Jobs would like this, though, because I know Steve Wozniak says this is a bad idea.
Right.
Like you said.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't understand how that would take up that much space.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, they're saying it would. Or, yeah, maybe it is a scam. Maybe they're trying to do something. I don't know. But I can't imagine Apple would take such a chance to do something that's not kosher.
Right. And like Johnny Ives doesn't design dumb things, you know? So
right.
It has to be, I trust in him more than myself. So
yeah,
I'll
exactly.
just go with him. Yeah.
They must have discussed it quite a bit. It's not like something said, hey, let's just do away with the
jack. No, not at all.
Right. And but also think of the innovation like with the MacBook Air that came out, and they didn't put any CD-ROM drive.
Yeah, it was great. You couldn't watch like a movie.
Exactly. So you had to stream it.
Right, and then
so that was a big deal also. So what I'm saying is Apple has done this before.
Yeah, they always take the first step, make us talk about it for a couple of weeks, and then we're like, we were dumb. These are awesome.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't know what we wanted
until
they give
it
to us.
And that's a very good business plan. Know what the customer needs before they do.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I know, but again, they're saying it's probably not going to be very revolutionary until next year when it's going to be the 10-year anniversary for the iPhone. Mm. So they're thinking they'll probably do something big next year. Ooh. But I don't know why they keep postponing all the big announcements.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
It's just been very incremental.
Droplets.
Yeah, you know. I mean, they came out with a bigger screen. Okay, we get that.
And you know, it's funny because you watch the Steve Jobs presentations and they were like a show, right?
Right.
They make it so well oiled, and now we watch. My husband and I watch the Tim Cook ones, and I'm like, ooh,
not as inspiring.
Yeah, it is not as inspiring.
No.
But he's trying. He's nice. I mean, it's just not like Steve Jobs. Right. Then there's no drama.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a difference between just a CEO and a visionary.
That's right. That's right.
And Steve Jobs, I think, was a visionary first and CEO second. And I mean, he even hired a CEO over him because he felt he couldn't really handle the business side of it as much as he could the innovation side of it.
Yeah, he was crazy creative.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I've read so much about him, and that's why I admire him. I think, you know, with all his I like to call them scratches, you know, all the defects or idiosyncrasies, whatever he had. Some people, you know, portrayed him as mean and all that, but that's not the point. The point is he's a genius.
I hear you.
Right?
I hear you. Where would we all be without Steve Jobs?
Where would we be?
Talking on a damn landline like a stupid idiot. That's where we'd be.
Yeah, you know, and that's just recently. What about all the innovation with the Macs and, you know, and the software? And
but I love, like, I read the whole book, I'm sure you did too, where he talks about the iMac where he wanted a handle on it just because he's like, I wanted something like my mom could pick up out of the box. And they go to a jelly bean factory to pick the colors.
The colors,
like,
right?
This is someone outside the box. Like, that's a...
Absolutely.
And he was so specific about furniture, he couldn't have any furniture in his house. So he just sat on the ground next to a Tiffany lamp. And that he couldn't decide. Whoa. It was too... He had to be so perfect. He just had an empty... And there's a great shot of him and Bill Gates when they were kids sitting on the floor next
really?
To a Tiffany lamp.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he maybe picked it up in the East when he went to India and stuff and learned to sit on the floor.
No, that
know.
Too. But I think... And what's really weird is each floor of an Apple store is based on a walk he took in Florence, Italy. And it's the stones that he liked. And when he was alive, he used to be the person to put each tile next to which one in each Apple store.
Wow.
The floor. Like, that's how crazy this guy was for detail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the clock. The guest is not calling in. Maybe they forgot. I don't know.
Maybe they're on their iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Maybe watching the iPhone introduction right now as we speak, I think. But,
ooh. Yeah. Oh, just announced Nintendo and Super Mario is going to be on the new iPhone. Available in the app.
Oh, store. Really?
So Nintendo and Super Mario will be available.
Nintendo and Apple.
There
wow.
you go.
Oh, looking forward
that's
to that.
That's new. That's innovative.
Yeah. Like, I really care.
Yeah,
right?
I know. But you know so many people are like, Super Mario, yes!
I know. Well, the kids loved it.
Oh,
I
of course.
It'll
be
that,
great.
You know? Did you see they just released a Nintendo machine that plays the old games?
Oh, see, that's what
I like. And you can just buy it with the built-in games in there already.
God. Duck Hunt. Do you remember this? You just shot
yeah.
a duck?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one.
Fabulous
and Donkey
game.
Kong.
Yeah.
And yeah, my kids loved it, I remember.
It was a yeah. little strange to have a gun just shooting at a TV. But, I mean, hey, that's how I learned to... My aim was very good.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, so that's Apple and the iPhone. I guess we'll talk about it tomorrow when we know more about it. I just picked up actually a 6S just a few months ago.
Really?
Because I had to replace my phone. I got the whatever was there. Because people said, oh, wait for the 7 and all that. But the question is, yeah, but the 7 is not going to be available till probably November.
Yeah, don't you wait
know,
that
that's,
long.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do till then, yeah. right?
Get smoke a, signals? What do you
yeah,
think?
Exactly.
No, no, no.
Or get an Android, God forbid.
God forbid. Poo, poo, poo. How dare you? No, people love Androids, and I do. Whenever someone asks me to take a picture on an Android, though, I'm like, doi! Like, I don't know where to go. There's no button.
I know, but they're a good phone. Some yeah. people, some people swear by
true.
Them. You know,
very true.
Yeah, wow. So I guess a woman fell overboard on a Carnival cruise. A 32-year-old woman. They know who she is, but they haven't released a name or anything yet. Coast Guard is searching for her. My big question is, how do you fall overboard unless you're really drunk?
Here's the deal. This yeah. seems to happen a lot.
Right?
I mean, I have heard, this is the 10th time
right?
someone on specifically a Carnival cruise, it feels like, has fallen overboard. And I've seen 8 datelines about it.
Yeah,
so
right? And they call them the fun ships. Maybe that's
right.
why.
What's
you know,
happening?
People are having too much fun there and they're jumping. Or
man, because this seems suspicious. I've seen a lot of datelines where there was a newlywed and the people heard fighting in the rooms before that guy went overboard.
Yeah,
there was blood
that
on the
point.
Remember, there was blood on the balcony before he went over?
Yeah.
So what's going on? Did they say she was inebriated?
I don't know. They don't know.
This is very strange because,
yeah.
to be honest, I love a good cruise.
Yeah, right?
And those, I'll
cruises
just,
are
if
amazing.
You haven't been on a cruise, it's not like you're on a shallow boat where you can
yeah.
fall real easily. Like, you feel like you're in a building. So I don't know how these people are falling.
I know. They're just like, I'm telling you, people are probably climbing over
no.
the railing or something.
Or there's some
you know.
There's some bad things going on because that's not an easy. It's very hard to fall off a cruise.
Yeah,
and
that's
I've
what
been
I'm saying,
drunk
unless...
all as a skunk on a cruise.
And you didn't go close.
No,
to
No, but
the,
I went to the midnight buffet on
yeah,
the Lido deck,
go.
And I was fine.
Exactly,
yeah.
you're drunk. Don't go near the railing.
Please.
For crying out loud,
my
you know.
Goodness.
The 11th deck. She fell off the 11th deck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just the fall would kill you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why they're even looking for her.
Poor soul.
But yeah. I know. Wow.
Carnival. And then everyone won't go on a cruise with me. No one will go on a cruise with me because they're afraid to get that cruise sickness.
Yes.
You poop your pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Or people get claustrophobic because you can't get off, you know?
That's a lot. all I need is a little water, a casino, my bar. There's a manicure place.
Exactly. The nice thing about it, you don't have to take keys, wallet, car, anything with you.
I loved it.
You just get dressed up and you walk out of your cabin and you're there.
Totally. I mean, my family says it sucks because you really can't explore the areas because you're just stuck on the boat.
Right.
And I'm like, who needs to explore?
Yeah, that's a different kind of vacation.
Totally.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and
cultural.
They just stop. Yeah. Totally. They do have ports of call, though, yeah. So you get to get off and disembark and see what's going on.
I think it's
around.
The best of both worlds. No one will go with me. So if anyone wants to go on a cruise with
yeah,
me,
go
call
with her.
In. I am looking for a buddy.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. Don't go alone, though, man. I made that mistake once. Geez. Right after I got divorced the first time.
Oh, God.
I thought, I need to get away, right?
Oh, God.
It was the worst thing ever.
Was it sad?
It was sad.
Yeah.
It was sad. It was hard for me to connect. I don't know about other people.
It can be isolating.
It's very isolating. Because you're trying to break into groups.
Yeah, the dinner situation.
That are already there.
With? Yeah, who are you sitting with?
Right, you know, and people are going to look at you like, oh, you're alone and stuff,
God.
You know. So it was not a good feeling.
No.
I hated it.
Oh,
don't
God.
Do it. Unless you're very outgoing and you don't give a shit about it.
That's what right. But I think cruise with a buddy is much better.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like you won't fall off as easily.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always
and also, yeah, and the group is even better.
Yeah.
You know, a group is even better. A few couples or just
go.
A few singles, yeah.
No one will.
Huh. Interesting. So nobody you know would go on a cruise?
Zero.
Wow.
And I went with my family and they're like, never again. And I was like, that was the best vacation in the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if you weren't married, you'd probably find someone to take you. A few takers, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true. But man, I just like love the idea of like I could go get my hair done and then go to the pool.
Yeah.
But I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, somebody, come on, you ladies.
Call
you know.
In, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go on a cruise. Let me ask you this. Would your husband let you go with another girl on a cruise?
Oh, absolutely. Who
really?
Am I? I'm not tied up.
So you're like secure.
Of course.
Yeah. He's secure in the relationship.
Oh, my goodness.
Good for him.
Madly in love. But I'd probably rather go with him.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, a cruise is quite romantic. You know,
it
the sun is going down, but you're alone. I mean, that can't feel good.
No. It's definitely go either with
somebody.
Yeah, with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are cruises. Now, if you take airplanes, you might end up on the wrong continent. Have you heard about this AirAsia flight?
No.
Bound for Malaysia, landed in Melbourne.
What?
After pilot error.
Okay, so what's with Malaysia? Things with the air in Malaysia are not going well.
Right.
So what was this pilot's error? This seems like a huge error.
Okay.
Also, it seems like the plot from Lost. Does it not?
It is. I mean, it does sound like it, and it ended up in New Zealand. It was flying to New Zealand because... and. Now, what I don't understand is, okay, he put the coordinates manually, the pilot did.
Right.
So instead of putting 1519, he put 15109.
Oh, geez.
So imagine that takes him, that takes him off course by 7,000 miles. And apparently the navigation and alerting systems worked. And they must have ignored him or something.
Wow.
He must have been so sure he had the right... I mean, can you imagine?
This is crazy.
Isn't it like the most embarrassing thing ever?
What if you slept that whole flight, woke up, and you were like, Melbourne?
Right.
You'd be so confused. That is crazy. Is he being investigated?
I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure. I don't know what's going on.
There's no, like, safety for that? That seems crazy. What's the co-pilot doing?
Yeah.
Wake up, dude.
Well, apparently some of the systems failed there and everything, you know, but...
Man, oh man.
Yeah. They tried to fix the problem, but it was too late. So there was a problem, I guess, you know. But they're saying that the crew had a number of opportunities to identify and correct the error. You would think, right?
Yeah, like this is going on too long.
Right.
Like, Seems like that would be much longer. I don't know.
Yeah, so when you put your hands in a pilot, your life in a pilot's hands,
my God.
Think about those things.
Good luck on your next flight to Malaysia. It's so strange. It's like a Bermuda Triangle over there. So strange.
I know. Wow. Well, I guess the guest is not calling in, so we're going to continue schmoozing.
She didn't have
this
enough
morning.
Motivation to call in.
I don't know what's going on.
She's a self-motivator, if you didn't know that.
I hope the system is working. Let me see. Do we have missed calls here? No, I don't see any missed call here. So I don't know what's going on, but that's... That's not very cool, actually.
No.
Why am I doing this here? Okay. At any rate, I guess Taylor Swift splitting up with her boyfriend.
Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I never thought that was real.
Really?
No. It was so weird.
He's 35. She's 26.
Yeah. And also, they look so oddly uncomfortable together. And it was...
Really?
Oh, my God. Wow. He would wear a shirt that said, like, I Heart Taylor. And it's like, who are you? And they'd go to, like, everyone thought this was a big prank.
Right.
And I guess it wasn't, which makes her lamer. Like, man, she's not having a good year.
Yeah, right?
No. With the whole thing with the Kardashian thing being taped where she was acknowledged to have heard Kanye. Like, she said, I had no idea Kanye was going to write that lyric. And then Kim Kardashian's like, oh, I recorded you talking to Kanye here.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like, oh. Whoa. So, and then this thing with Tom, it was very weird. It was like not a sexy, there was no chemistry. I just know, I'm a Taylor Swift huge fan. I love her music.
Okay.
Which is so sad.
What?
But I just do. And I think all my friends that do too were like, this looks disgusting. It just, the two of them did not work.
Wow.
Yeah. And if it were a prank, it would have been really cool, but it wasn't, so it's...
Yeah. No, he actually looks much older than she.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't go together.
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now. I didn't even know anything about them or anything.
Yeah.
All I know is that she's beautiful and very successful.
Yes.
And I don't really know her music, but if you love it, who am I to argue?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. How long have you been into her since she came around on the scene? Or?
Yeah, so this is really embarrassing. No, she would help me get over breakups. And I think any Taylor Swift
with her songs?
Fan, yes.
Really?
And she would write them all. The cool thing about Taylor Swift, to be honest, and I know I'm defending this, but she really does write her own music. So for anyone who's like poo-pooing her, she at least writes and sings and plays guitar and created something.
So she
at
is
15.
Talented.
Yeah, so there is talent there. I mean, she went, her parents told her she couldn't date this guy in high school, and she went into a room, and an hour later she came out with Love Story, which is like her biggest hit of all time.
Wow.
So it's just interesting to me because she does have talent.
Yeah.
And I think they're really lovely, stupid songs. I don't know. They're
hey,
easy.
If they inspire you,
yeah,
what do you care?
I love country, so it's fine.
Yeah, and look, and she's touching things that are universal, you
totally.
Know what I mean?
Girls' angst, come on.
Right, you
and
know?
And she's a good, to be honest, although she dates people like sardines, like one after the other, she does have she's a good role model.
Yeah.
She doesn't wear slutty clothes. She is intelligent. She holds herself up high. She has a lot of girls around her. She's promoting girl power and girl squads. So ooh. I don't have a problem with her as a representing teenagers or young
generation.
Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's kind of an upstanding citizen, a good daughter.
That's true. It looks like she's got fake boobs though, right?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
So maybe it's just a push-up bra, but they look too round to me in this picture, so I don't know. What do I know, right?
Yeah, I think she's like not a very plastic surgery type of person.
Probably not. No. I mean, she's young still.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And she's dorky. You know, she has really cute cats and she takes stupid.
Oh, really?
So she's a good role model, I think, to be honest.
Wow.
You could do worse. Let's just say you could do worse.
Where is she from? I mean, what state was she born in?
Nashville,
do you know?
Or Texas? I know she moved
really?
To Nashville. I don't know.
Yes, she did have country music background.
Yeah, she
right?
started as a country music
right.
star. And she started just like Bieber on the internet.
Oh,
and
really?
She became a fan group. And then at the country, what is it, CMAs? They were like, and now the internet sensation, Taylor Swift. No one had seen her.
Wow.
And she sang her song. She has a song called Tim McGraw, where she sings to Tim McGraw. But Tim McGraw was in the audience.
Whoa.
And she's singing to him.
Whoa.
She walks over in the song. And then as soon as it's done, she goes, hi, I'm Taylor, and shakes his hand. And I'm like,
yeah.
It's a great song. But
that's kind of creepy because she was young.
But it was about listening to Tim McGraw on the radio.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was cool.
It's
it was like
not
an idol.
Like I'm in love with you.
A little bit, but you know, it was fine. It was fine.
I guess a teenage crush or something.
Yeah, and then
you know?
She introduced herself nicely to Faith Hill, who was the wife of Tim McGraw next to her. But it's a great show, and no one had ever heard of her, and she just came out looking like an angel.
Yeah.
So people were like, who is this? Cool. She was a self-made woman, though.
Yeah.
Wow. I give her credit.
Yeah, yeah, she is, and she's independent. I mean, she's standing up to Spotify and that, you know. So
yeah, I mean,
even
she's
though
got
I think
chutzpah.
She's wrong, but yeah, she's got chutzpah, but I think she's wrong about the music because you can't fight the the tide now. So I think, you know, artists so should just be grateful there's no more Napster and stuff, although people still download for free and steal and stuff. But most people prefer not to, you know?
And I mean, if you like the band, you really should.
Right. No, you know, and with me with Spotify, I decided to take the paid version, so I pay $10 a month, but it gives me also the flexibility to hear it on my phone and all that stuff.
I do Apple Music where we pay.
You know, but at least, you know, the artists are getting paid, maybe not a lot, but they wouldn't get paid a lot anyway. Because people don't buy music.
I know.
You know.
Remember when you go to buy a CD?
Right. Ugh. And so everything is subscription-based right now. And everything you buy. I mean, even software. If you want Photoshop today, you can't buy it. You have to lease it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you pay month by month. You pay $10 a month. But you know what? But it makes sense. And it started with leasing. You know, when you lease a car, for example, you realize I don't have to own it in order to enjoy it.
Exactly.
So what you do is you're able to afford a much better car, much more expensive car, because you don't really own it. And the thing is, why would you want to invest money? That's the thing. It's not investing. Why would you want to put in money into something that loses value, like a car?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so it's the same thing with everything else, you know. So now you need something on the internet, like they have Kindle Unlimited, for example, right? Mm-hmm. You can read all you want.
Right. Have you heard of Rent the Runway?
No.
For women, you pay a subscription and you rent dresses for the night.
Really?
Yeah. And then you return them.
Wow,
and then,
cool
or
is that?
But if you want to buy them, you can.
Yeah,
but it's like another subscription service.
There you
for
go.
Clothing. I mean, it's so smart.
It really is, you know. So, and
I don't want to pay $1 million for. I'll rent it and I'll give it back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, why do you need to own it?
Yeah,
especially if you're probably never going
to
use it again.
Yeah, where what balls am I going to?
Right.
If I have an event, it's not like four of them. It's like one. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. So when you buy a CD or a book, you're really buying the physical delivery form of it. Because the music can be streamed, the book can be streamed, everything can be streamed and digitized.
I do like holding a book, though.
I love holding a book. Yeah. That's why all my books, I got the Kindle because I wanted to see what it's like. There are some books that are not available in print, you know, some smaller writers that can't afford it, which is a good idea.
Yeah.
But for the most part, every book that I order is paper.
Yeah.
I just love paper books.
Me
and,
too.
And they'll live on, but not in the same form.
No.
And in this future book I'm reading also, that's what he's talking about. He says there's no need to own anything now because everything can be had for a subscription.
That's so interesting. And everything can be also concierged to you.
Yes.
Everything can be like...
Like tailored to you, right?
Tailored to you. Like even the food you want, the clothes you want, the alcohol you want. I mean, there's an app called Saucy. They deliver alcohol.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times. So Saucy hit me up.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. In Silicon Valley, the big trend for a long time now has been concierge-specific services to people, which it's just an interesting thing I never thought would trend, but it is. It's like, how more specific can you get?
That's true.
You know? And I do Blue Apron every week. Same thing.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it a little pricey, though?
No, it's $9 a meal per person. For two.
Okay, that's
so
not bad.
I pay like $59 for three dinners for three nights a week.
That's cool.
For two people.
Now, so, the Blue Apron, is that the ones that they only send you the ingredients?
Yes.
Or and you make the meal?
I look amazing.
Really?
I mean, it's fun. Now, I've had a lot of friends. I've tried to give it away and see if they like it. And if you're single, it is a lot of prep work.
Right.
But my husband and I have like a glass of wine. He's my sous chef. We put the music on. We make out a little bit. Like, it's great.
Wow.
And I'm learning. It's very easy. I learned how to cook. I learned how to cook from this.
Wow.
Because I didn't have home.
So
what
that's
is it? What
good.
Do you guys,
home ec?
Home ec. We didn't have that. I went to a very feminist school, so it was like, no. And I'm like, well, I could have used some of that info. Because how do you chop a tomato?
Right.
So, and it's all locally farmed, and you have that thing where you meet the farmer, and it was very cool.
Wow.
And it tastes delicious.
Really?
Oh, delicious.
So the preparation is just having to cut things up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but instead, like if you need some celery, and you're making something, instead of buying a freaking stock of celery, which you then don't use the rest of and you waste your money, they send you two stocks of celery.
And that's all you need.
Or if you need like the spices, it's in a little like little recyclable cup and you dump it in.
Oh,
so
nice.
You're not like buying these spices that you'll never use again. It's the exact amount. The sugar, the flour, everything is packaged for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, I think it's a really cool idea.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out.
And the meat is very good, and I get the fish is locally, you know, forested. That's not the right word, but whatever, fished. But it's delicious. I think it's and I've learned how to be, I feel like a better like little wifey about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Then it helped you in more than one way.
Oh my God, so much.
Blue there
apron,
you go. You
blue
see, you
apron,
guys,
listen,
you
send
guys
me some.
Learn new things every day, you know.
And now they're all over, you know. So
yeah, I know people have come up with, you know, this technology has made so many things possible and disruptive. You know, I mean, suddenly you see like entire industries just collapse. If you drive down like Ventura Boulevard here, or even on Melrose, I mean, it's not the stores are disappearing. Many
yeah,
of them
yeah.
are,
and it's like self serve stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of online stuff. I mean, I hardly buy anything from anywhere other than Amazon.
Yeah, here's my deal. Imagine having to, like, go. This is what I can't understand. People still go in and try stuff on in a store?
Yeah, oh, right?
That sounds exhausting.
I know. It does sound exhausting, but I still think it's the most efficient way to buy clothes,
totally.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to buy some clothes now online and stuff, and there's some nice stuff, you know,
oh, yeah.
But sometimes the size is not exactly, or just the fit is not what you would think it is.
Totally.
I mean, they put it on mannequins, and I realized they're also like pulling back all the
yeah,
materials.
Yeah, they have clips on those mannequins.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it all looks like perfect.
Exactly.
You know, on muscular bodies and everything. So you have to think about those things. You
and
know?
No one, I swear to God, no woman looks like a mannequin. That body shape is just not even a real thing.
Right.
I think H&M is starting where they have like much more realistic body shaped mannequins. I'm like, that's smart. Little steps like that is just.
I know, but they're saying they also make them smaller because fitting them with the actual clothes is hard. It's harder than a person getting into clothes.
Yeah.
So they're saying they need to be skinnier to fit the sizes that they're putting on them. I don't know if it's true or not, but I was reading that that's what they were doing.
But it's like, as a girl passing by all those mannequins, you're like, my God, there's no way to achieve that.
Exactly.
So you head
it
to
must
the food
be depressing,
court.
Right?
Oh, my God. So you go to the food court and you get a Cinnabon and you feel bad about yourself.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
It's not an easy thing when you're inundated with an image of a woman's figure that is like virtually impossible to get.
Right. Exactly.
Because then you think, what? It's very odd.
Yeah, and women have to understand, guys do not necessarily look for those.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And so as long as you don't let yourself go and become overweight and stuff, I don't think there's anything wrong with not being skinny. You
I
know
got
what
curves.
I'm saying?
I got myself
yeah,
up.
Yeah, curves are fine.
Totally.
You see, that's the thing. People love that.
That's exactly right.
You know? But, I mean, I would never consider you overweight or fat or anything at all. You're
but
not
I mean,
even
like,
close.
I turned 30 and definitely gained weight.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like, I used to be I used to be very, very fit. But then you start aging, but it's not a bad thing. You just have to rearrange the curves.
Yeah. And what, yeah, and the way you present yourself.
Yeah, and the way you exercise, and exactly. But it is like, it's not available to be that skinny. So
right.
It's like, and then you'd never be happy. You just constantly suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so it's only on young girls that you see bodies like that.
Yeah.
And who wants to be with a young girl? You know, you want to have a woman
a
with
woman.
Curves.
A
yeah.
A woman.
You know?
Not a girl.
Yeah. I mean, some guys love butts, you know.
Are you a butt guy or a boob
no,
guy?
No, not really. I love to look at butts, but I'm not into really bigger butts.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, no, but I love every part of a woman.
There you go.
Yeah, I really do.
That's
I really do,
good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm like looking at this picture of a man that swallowed 110 cocaine packets.
I love when you switch topics.
I know, right? Because I'm looking at the picture.
Say, why did he do this? To smuggle, I assume?
Yeah, to smuggle the cocaine.
Okay, what happened?
Put 110 of them in his stomach. Oh, and then when he got to the security, he told the guy that he had ingested a large number of packets.
Why? Why did
cocaine.
He say it?
Because he probably felt he was going to explode or die or something, you know? I mean, just imagine. They're showing how many there are in here. I don't know where the hell they went in his body.
So what did they do to have surgery?
It looks like condoms, you know, filled with
of
cocaine
course,
and
of
stuff.
Of course,
you know?
Was it? Did he go have surgery to remove it?
Probably, I'm sure, yeah. He had passed the baggage examination already, and then he told the police he had ingested this.
God dang.
In Australia.
Oh my God! I mean, I watched The Night Of, which is a really good miniseries that was just on, and he had to swallow 3 cocaine packets in jail, and I was like, God, that looks hard. 110.
Yeah, and they and then later he passed 46 of them.
Oh my God!
About 1 pound of cocaine.
Oh my God! What a terrible, terrible idea.
Right?
What a not thought out poor plan.
So look, so the border force is telling us importing drugs internally is extremely dangerous.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, as it can lead to serious health risks and even death.
God, no shit,
well,
Sherlock.
I guess some people need to be told that.
Why would he have, why would at 78 you think he'd be like 79, I should stop, 81. That's too much.
My God.
I can't even eat 110 of anything.
I know.
That's crazy. Well,
It looks like sausages, like white sausages.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I wonder if he dipped it in something to get it down. You know what I mean? A little salsa.
My God, how do you do that?
I don't know.
The stuff that people do.
I mean, to be honest, if it was hot queso, I probably could do it. If it was dipped in hot queso, done. Ranch, done.
Well, you can practice it with the sausage. Yeah,
there you go.
You know?
There you go.
Like what they call those, the chorizo or something?
Yeah,
you
chorizo.
Know?
Yeah. Take them down. Good God, 110.
110 of those things. Wow. This man must have been really desperate for some money.
I love the idea, too, that he, like, they're like, thank you, sir. Enjoy your day.
Yeah,
he
right?
gets through baggage claim and then, like, security. He's like, excuse me.
Yeah, I need to pass.
I need to talk to you about something. My God.
Wow.
So weird.
Yeah. What's going on your side there? Did you see anything you wanted to bring up?
Well, we have this. Well, it's not exciting, but the Zika virus. We were about to go give some money to Zika finally because we've spent $192 million out of our $222 million budget. So we are at the end of our rope with Zika, which is spreading. And there is a fight about Planned Parenthood that they added to the amendment. So Democrats had to stop. So it's of course it's just being held up in politics, which sucks because people are going to end up having small-headed babies because of it.
Yeah, right.
So get your act together, Congress, and pass some more money in the budget.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Okay.
And also, Gretchen Carlson left Fox apparently with a nice little package.
Yes, right.
A nice $20 million package.
So that was the settlement?
Yes. And not only that, apparently Roger Ailes was given to leave $40 million.
Really?
Nice little goodbye package.
Wow.
Wow.
Fox must be reeling from all these expenses, all this money they had to give out. But
just to leave, $40 million.
Right?
That's a fucked up company.
Because it probably,
they figured
it probably would cost them more if they kept him.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, exactly. But that's ridiculous.
Right?
That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. And Colin Kaepernick, the football player, who's sitting for the national anthem, his jersey sales have gone through the roof.
I'm sure.
And he's giving all of the money to fight and to go to Black Lives Matter. And he's also donating a huge amount to help impoverished cities. Mm-hmm. So he's suddenly become a little more legit.
I guess.
It's a hard thing for people.
Yeah.
I know the police are now threatening to strike.
Oh, really?
And not protect the... Exactly, to go on strike at the football stadium because of it. So.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You see, the thing is this, is that I'm all for opening up dialogue and discussion, but not in a rebellious way that brings into question your patriotism.
I do feel, though, like civil disobedience has created an enormous amount of... And actually, you don't have to stand for the national anthem. And I do see his point, and I think he did it in a way where he is a platform, and he did it nonviolently. And I think he's making a point, and we're still talking about it right now.
Yeah, right.
But I do hear that it's very hard for people to see.
Right, yeah. And that's the thing, because when it comes down to it, I think it's, my opinion is, it's a selfish thing, because what he did is bring attention to himself. In an unfair way, I think, because it's a football game.
Yeah, I think he's...
I think the arena was the right place for it.
But I think it was the largest platform he could use.
Yeah.
And if you have a megaphone as your job, use it.
Right.
And he's using it. I mean, Muhammad Ali did things like this.
Right, but he was not part of a team. This is a team here, you know? And I think if you bring shame to your team or negative attention...
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know?
It's a fair point. Solo versus a team sport. That's true. And now several players have also taken a knee. So he's spreading in his team. So that's an interesting point.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't even taught the national anthem at my school because we were so hippie.
Yeah.
We were like, just praise the sun and the earth and the grasshopper. All right.
Wow.
Hippie dippy.
Breaking news. I mean, my screen just refreshed.
Here we go. Tell us that
Apple announced its next generation iPhone 7 in a tweet. The device, which is available for pre-order on Friday, September 16th, is water resistant.
What?
Big deal.
I mean, who cares?
Right? People want to take it in the water. I guess it's okay. I mean, I don't think it's something to take it in the water.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is.
No, this is when you're drunk and you're in the toilet and you're going to the bathroom and it drops out of your pocket. This is good for that moment.
That's what it's for. Yeah.
It really is. It's when you're like have an accident and you're like, God, and you put it in rice to try and save it and you're not going to. But that's cool.
Yeah. Whatever works.
I mean,
man.
I guess.
They always make us realize we have... You know, that we had things we needed. We just didn't know we needed
them. Always, that's the theme of today. Apple can read our minds. Apple's taking over the world.
All right. I guess that's it. I had one more story about a porn-sniffing dog. But
You can't leave us on
that? Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, what's the name of the dog? Does it give a name?
Earl. URL.
Oh, Earl.
URL. And it's a fitting name for what he's trained to do. They also call him the smut mutt.
Dog puns are the
best. What he can do is he can smell like magnetic media and stuff like hard drives, flash drives, things like that. So they find things like this, like in safes,
like
if
hidden,
child porn. They said actually they used them to catch that guy from Subway. What was his name?
Oh, Jared.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So yeah,
Fred Fogel. What a nightmare.
So
that
they bring
is.
The dog and he can find like hidden digital media.
You are. Isn't it something? This is crazy. Dogs are taking over the world too.
I know.
Man, that's so interesting. Well, thank you to URL.
Yes, there you go.
Earl.
Earl it is.
There it is.
All right. Tori, thank you so much.
Anytime.
You see, we can spend a whole hour here making it interesting, even if the guest doesn't call in.
Yeah.
I'm sure something has come up, probably the time confusion or something. So we'll have her back on another
day. She should
go
on a cruise ship. That's right.
Right. But she will have to get to the back of the line again because we're totally booked for the next 2 weeks or so. So there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.